We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning with the Phils. They win again 4 of 5 since the trade deadline. And stop the presses if you've heard this before, because you actually haven't. Max Kepler and Taijuan Walker star in the same game. Who would have thunk it?
It's so true.
And then Max Kepler said a lot after the game. We'll talk about that. We'll play the audio of what he said. Look, Eagles play tomorrow. Sirianni's got some decisions to make. Who to play, who not to play. We'll get into that. And we know tennis will be played today.
It freaking better be.
Yeah, it will be. 11:30, FDR Park. So be there if you can. FDR Park today at 11:30 for tennis, me and Fritz. By the way, that's leading into a Phillies afternoon game. So we expect a crowd that, honestly, for tennis could reach into the thousands. I'm not making this up. Because if you go down to the game, just hop on over to FDR Park. It's right there. So great to be with you this morning. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Venus is the only planet in our solar system that spins clockwise.
Clockwise.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Every other planet, counterclockwise spinner.
That's odd. Weird.
Very weird.
It is really, really weird.
Yes, it is.
Just never thought about spinning. I mean, I don't think about spinning much because it certainly doesn't feel like we're spinning.
Well, you don't do the spinning class, right? It's not your thing?
No.
It's probably Devin's thing. Devin, are you a spinning class people?
I have a Peloton.
Yeah,
I love it. I'm shameless about it. Me and Jordan Davis just out there using the Peloton every day.
Seems so up your alley. I should have used the Peloton for tennis. But you know what? Don't need it. Ready to rock and roll.
Ready to rock. Go?
And by the way, John, I hadn't thought of it until yesterday. Because at first, I think when we moved tennis to this day, and we knew a Phillies game, it seemed like a bit of an inconvenience. Like it could cause traffic problems. You know, the station's not even going to maybe be on the air with a regular show, meaning Joe and Hugh, when the competition ends. So at first it seemed like...
A lot of us cleared our
Well, I know. I appreciate that.
But
here's the beauty of it. And like, this is no joke. Because 45,000 people are going to descend on Citizens Bank Park today, and the parking lots are wide open to
this
be
is
parked
thinking
in.
By
no, it's not. Like, we
Joe.
Could... James, we could have 1,000 to 2,000 people walk over. I don't know if we will. 11:30 today. So you get your hiney down there a little earlier than you might have ordinarily gotten there for a Phillies game. They play what, Rhea? What is it, 1 o'clock today?
12:35.
I thought it was 1. Rhea's microphone's not on there.
12:35.
12:35
today. Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
you're the pregame, Joe.
Yes. Yes.
Look at you.
No, I'm the game. Phillies are the postgame. All right. That's the rule. All right. So be there at FDR Park if you can. We hope to obviously see a huge crowd, and that would be fun. All right. Phillies had a big crowd last night. They got a win. I'd call it a big win because they're now 2.5 games up on the Mets for the first time in a long time. And, John, have you ever heard the words, Max, other than when I said it 3 minutes ago? Max Kepler and Taijuan Walker star in the same game. John, your thoughts on what we saw last night?
Taijuan Walker has had a magical season for Taijuan Walker, and it's been really good for our sakes too. You know, Taijuan has actually really done his job and then some, and I wasn't expecting that. He's been awesome, and everyone in that clubhouse seems to love Taijuan Walker. They always seem to have loved him, but we got the, oh, you know, like he retweeted something and
it was
that
a disaster.
Was annoying.
He complained about not being on the playoff roster. That was stupid.
It seemed
he wasn't good enough.
It seemed like he was flying in the face of like the powers that be within the team. Yeah. Like, but then somehow everyone still liked him a lot.
He's got a legit shot to make this playoff roster. And it's going to be a crowded bullpen with all the starters to go in.
That was the root of the problem last year. And,
well, the root of the problem was he stunk.
That he's complaining about. he stunk a lot worse than he does now. Whatever happened, he went out and got better. And I appreciate that part. But Max Kepler, man, I love the clarity that he provided all of us, like the openness. I can't believe he put it so succinctly. I feel like I understand baseball better eyes.
You a Max Kepler fan now?
Well, I have liked Max Kepler for a long time.
Last night.
A lot more than you have, that's for
Seltzer,
sure.
Seltzer, you have been. All right, let's listen to what Max Kepler said. He said a lot last night. A lot of different pieces of audio to play. It's all pretty thematically similar. But after the game, both with John Kroc and Tom McCarthy, and then later at his locker, he said a lot. Let's start with the post-game interview on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Here's part of what he said.
There's some relief behind it. I feel like I've been battling the unlucky type ball in play with no result for a long time in my career. So I just kind of try and put my head down and keep going. This one's been tougher than I think the most in my career if I reflect on it. But I really am not trying to reflect too much and just trying to stay present and keep moving forward.
He kind of pulled back the curtain last night. You know,
he really did.
He gave us a window into his mindset. He said a lot. Yeah,
I learned more about baseball last night, and I really appreciate that. That's not easy.
Which is what a player can struggle and has to keep.
He laid it out there. I mean, his mindset. I have a better understanding of what he's going through. I sit here and pound my fist and like, what is he doing? Swinging at this, swinging at that. You know, I dehumanize these players. You know, like Castellanos, like low and away. What's he doing? Swinging, like in my mind, I'm seeing red. I don't even see Nick Castellanos, who I know is a great father, you know, to his son and really a great teammate, a guy that these guys depend on through thick and thin. I need to get these guys.
Look at you getting all soft.
What a softie over there.
What's going on here?
Maybe.
What's going on here?
That's adorable.
Look, Kepler last night.
You gonna get mug?
Gave us a peek into how hard it's been for him, and that part was probably hard for him too.
Well, that part,
but I
yeah.
appreciate it, and yeah. it really makes me feel like I have a deeper understanding of what these guys deal with on a day to day.
So, look, we'll play the audio through the show. It is interesting. We, as a fan base, from time to time, are tasked with trying to resolve within our own minds and the collective fan base minds how to approach a player when he's struggling, which Kepler obviously has dramatically struggled for 4 months. James, you've probably been the harshest on him. No, we've all been hard on him. He's been a horrible Philly. I mean, let's just be candid. But, you know, he seemed like a good guy. What he presented last night seemed very authentic. And he certainly, you know, to use a Wizard of Oz, you know, thing, kind of pulled you behind the curtain. Here's more of him pulling you behind the curtain. This is in the locker after the game, you could tell that everything that has happened, because he, by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, he had a homer and a double last night, had a big role in the win. You could tell in the locker room after the game that what has occurred this year, most of it negative, has weighed on him. Here's what he said.
To be honest, it does get to me. I'm an overthinker, even before I started playing this game. So I try and analyze, you know, what I did right or wrong in the past and, you know, what's to come in the future. And takes away from the present, and I have to, you know, remind myself, or have the people that, you know, my support team remind me that I'm in a beautiful place and a beautiful opportunity, and to just enjoy the moment regardless of, you know, rough patches or not.
All right, now look, everyone can weigh in on how you as a fan, because it does get, I think, a little tricky sometimes, how you as a fan then sort of like what's today look like. 215-592-9494. Yeah. So, James, what say you? Where are you at on this one?
Well, I mean, I appreciate him, you know, opening up. I feel bad. Look, I have never, to the Richie point about, you know, watching them and go out, like, one of my, you know, I've said a million times on the show, you and I have argued about the Bryce Harper thing when his wife was pregnant when he first got here, and his life changed. I'm a big athletes are humans, guys. Like, I get it. They have human emotions. They deal with the same problems that we do. And I get it. A new place, all this stuff. It's tough. But, like, I don't like Max Kepler on the Phillies. Like, I think he's a bad player. I don't think he adds a lot to this team. And even in the way he said it, like, it's like he said multiple times, and we heard it in that first cut, that, like, I've been a victim of bad luck my whole career. No, man, that means you're just not that great a hitter. Like, I'm sorry. If it's one season and every year your batting average on balls in play is 350, and one year it's 250, like, yep, that's bad
you
luck.
Smoked
stinks
the ball,
for you.
Smoked the ball to the third baseman 17
that stinks.
Times.
And
that's
I know
bad
that
luck.
Happens to you sometimes, but that happens to every player. So it's like the mentality of it. Like, I appreciate him opening up. I feel bad for him that he's struggling. I want him to play better. All I want is the Phillies to win games and to be awesome. Like, I want every player on that team to be awesome. I have no personal bias against any of these guys, but I'm happy for him last night, but it's not like if they DFA'd Max Kepler tomorrow, I'd be fine with it. You know,
and
it
by
is
the
what
way,
it is.
And they may, because they need to make a decision in the next month or so, him or Crawford. And it could be Crawford, you know, theoretically, as soon as this week. I mean,
they're going to make it by Friday night. That's basically, they're going to make that decision tomorrow. I mean, Topper basically said that.
Yeah, I mean, Kepler is probably gone, right, Rhea?
Probably.
Probably gone. So, you know, there's a lot in there. There's the box, and I'll use that word, box. I feel like it almost puts, you know, us as fans in when you're so critical of a player, but then you hear the human side.
Don't
John,
you
saw it with
the
Donovan.
Probably gone, the probably gone part, I think, contributed to last night.
You know, yes, I agree with that.
That's part of why he was pulling back the curtain. You know, all the anxiety that he's been dealing with over this entire season, it almost came to a culmination last night. And it was like, holy cow, I can breathe a little bit. Wow, what a relief.
Right.
But, oh my gosh, I've been going through a lot.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't think that comes out if he's feeling confident that he's coming back.
Yeah, that's interesting. If he knew he had three more months to be here, all of August, all of September, all of October, would he have said all that he said? Yeah, that's interesting. Look, we'll take your reaction on what Kepler said. There's a lot more to it. We'll play the audio for you as we move through the program. 215-592-9494. We'll also get quite a bit into the team. I'm sure you've noticed since the trade deadline, they've played much better. They've won 4 of 5.
A little bit of energy.
A little bit of energy. 2 of 3 were against the Tigers. They're now 2.5 games up on the Mets. I think they're like 5.5 games up on a playoff spot. Like, they're in a pretty good spot. Now, they're in a dogfight still for the division because that is far from resolved. And with the Dodgers right now for the 2 seed. If you want that buy, I do want that buy. But there's a lot there. So your reaction to it all, 215-592-9494. And now that the dust has settled, I think it's fair to say the dust has settled on the trade deadline, does Dombrowski deserve even more credit than he was given last week? Because one day last week we were, you know, this guy's a hero for pulling off the Duran trade. And then the very next day, it was like, what the heck, man? You didn't get me a better outfield bat than this? So how do you sort of resolve the conflict that was perhaps within your mind, certainly was within my mind, of a tale of 2 days last week with the trade deadline? 215-592-9494. Your reaction to it all. The tennis thing. Hope you're there today at 11:30 at FDR Park. Who do you want to see win, me or Fritz? Who do you expect to see win and why? Talk to us. Big day, tennis day, baseball day, a lot going on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you here, as I always do, about PI Dental Center, and isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I now have been a patient for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both sensational with what they do, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a big-time dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you're struggling with your teeth, well, first off, I'm sorry to hear that, but know this, there is a solution out there for you, and that solution is called the tremendous care you get at PI Dental Center. Get yourself there. They'll tell you what to do, and they'll do it for you. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com, PIDentalCenter.com, to request your new patient evaluation.
The pitch swung on, hit in the air, deep right center field. Going back is O'Neill to the track, nearing the wall. He'll jump, and it is gone! And Max Kepler has homered to right field. It's a two-run shot. It just cleared over the high wall and right. His 12th of the year, and it's 3-0 Phillies.
Yeah, Kepler had a big hand in that game. Had the homer, had the double. I mean, he played well. Problem is he hadn't for the first 4 months of the season. Now, the irony is the Phillies have played, I'll call it well, not exceptional, not great in the first 4 months, but it's been an uneven journey, I think, for so many of us as Phillies fans. It's coming into focus right now as perhaps the high tide of the season thus far. But look, we know a downturn can be coming because many twists and turns, you get peaks and valleys with this thing, man. And this team, especially this year. But I will say this, since the trade, man, they do look good. Now, I will also say this, because they look good, I just wish they'd gotten one more bat. And, you know, that's where I was on Friday. And I'm not going to back off that just because Kepler had a homer, or Crawford could be coming up, or Marsh is playing well. I mean, they are going to be very, very reliant on October, on Brandon Marsh, sink or swim. He's a left-handed hitter. He's probably the guy that'll play the most between all of the center fielders and all the left fielders. He's going to play the most because he's probably the best of the left-handed sticks. You're going to face a lot of right-handed pitchers. We know John, based on the way he's played the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks, whatever it's been, he can get in a groove. He can look like a good player.
Since May 1st, really. Yeah.
Fair enough. You want to go back that far?
He's batting 302 since May 1st. So.
Okay. Do you believe in him? Because I do not.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it has, I mean, since May 1st, he's batting 302. Like, those are the numbers.
Yeah.
So, like, after going hitless in April. So, it's, I don't believe in him, but I believe in him more than I did to start the season, obviously. And my belief is growing. But obviously in the playoffs, until he does it, I don't think there's any Phillies fan who's going to watch Brandon Marsh step to the plate in a big moment in the playoffs and expect him to come through. We just are going to hope.
If a guy can go that cold in regular season, it just makes me feel like he's so much more apt to go cold in the postseason.
To be fair, though, Schwarber and Ryan Howard used to do it all the time. They'd go cold for a month or two.
I mean, look at Trey Turner. Like, guys go through cold spells.
Yes.
I don't know. I would say I believe in Brandon Marsh. I think Brandon Marsh could easily be the everyday left fielder, Bader, the everyday center fielder come playoff time.
Well, I think they should do that, period. But to the point there,
the other team's got a lot of left-handed starting pitchers.
My point that, well, you're going to play Roa? I mean, who are you going to play?
Justin Crawford
has to come up.
I'm going to give you the answer. I want to play the guy I wanted Dombrowski to get last week. He didn't get whoever that boogeyman is.
I get that. We can mention it, but they can't.
He's not coming here,
Joe. That guy technically can't play in the playoffs, believe it or not. But the point is, when you mentioned Ryan Howard and guys like that, like, those are established players who will go for cold stretches, but you know, like, Brandon Marsh has gone cold for half a season before. Like, Brandon Marsh has never been as good as he's been from May 1st till now in his career. Mm-hmm. So, like, we can't count on it for sure.
Look, I think he's a below average starting player in Major League Baseball, and I wish they had better for October. But look, I give him credit. He's played very well lately. Your reaction to it all, what Kepler said, the win last night, how you reevaluate the trade deadline. We'll also get into the Eagles. You know, Sirianni obviously has some decisions to make on who to play, who not to play tomorrow. Who do you want to see play? Who would you shelf? I think most people at this point would probably shelve most of the starters, which is interesting because as recently as like 2 years ago, everyone was like, play them all. and now not so much. So where do you stand on all of it? Let's get to Andy kicking us off, Northeast Philadelphia. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going great, Andy.
Excellent. I just wanted to touch on the Kepler stuff last night. You know, as we're sitting there as I'm sitting there watching it, you know, the guy's hitting a homer, and it's kind of like, oh, good for him. And then there's part of me like, it's about time.
Sure.
You know, and then obviously the interview after, I think, you know, I know myself, a lot of us, we kind of lose sight that these guys, you know, they're human beings too. You know, it's very easy for us to sit back and watch these guys and just, ah, this guy's a bum, get him out of here. What was Dombrowski thinking, you know, stuff like that. But then you see the guy, you know, kind of up there pouring his heart out a little bit. You know, and it kind of, you know, for myself.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I kind of feel bad about how hard it was. I've been on them all year, you know?
So I'm very conflicted on it, Andy. I'll tell you, I lean more toward not feeling bad, to be honest with you.
I don't feel bad.
So, yeah. I feel a little bad. So, look, your point is accurate that these guys are guys and gals out there in sports, and we can be very harsh sometimes. With that said, we're also wired to want the Phillies to win. And I still want Kepler off the team because I want the Phillies to win.
It's also, they get paid a lot of money.
That
and this
too.
Is part of the deal. You get paid $10 million for the season to come here, not just to play, but to get interviewed, to have to deal with fans, to have to deal with fan pressure. Like, that's part of your job. Like, I get it. And I'm Mr. Athletes Are Humans. But, like, we can still criticize. That's the deal.
Yeah, Andy, I mean, we've been down this road a million times. One of John's best teammates was Donovan McNabb, who, by the way, got criticized, John, about 50 times more than Max Kepler has ever been criticized.
50? 500? Yeah.
500? 5,000? And he was one of the best players this town has had in the last, you know, this century. He's one of the best players of the century. And he got crushed.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Look, at the end of the day, you're right. We all want the Phillies to win. You know?
We do.
It was just kind of one of those, it was one of those human moments from a guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, at the end of the day, if they're telling me, you know, we're going to start Kepler or we're going to start somebody else,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to choose somebody else.
I agree with that. All right, Andy, good call. Devin obviously covers the Phil's Force here on WIP. Hmm. When you've been around him, have you sensed that it's weighing on him? Can you see it? Can you hear it?
Max Kepler?
Yeah.
Yes, but he hasn't talked to media in a while because usually when a guy's going through a slump like that, they don't make them available. Now you can go up to them in their locker, which Max Kepler, you know, has been. I mean, he's a pretty quiet guy in the clubhouse to begin with, but like we haven't heard from him in a while until last night. So I think that was, you know, clearly him getting out his feelings on
what he's been wanting to express. So that's annoying too, because John, you're someone that knows like part of your contract is you signed the deal, you signed to have to talk to the media. Whether it should have to be that way or not have to be that way in an ideal world, it is that way per the contract.
Sure is.
It's what it is.
The job.
And a lot of times when someone, you know, kind of hides when they're not playing well, that can be construed as
hiding.
Well said, Rhea. Hiding is hiding.
Yes.
And it's not an admired element from the fans.
No.
I mean, it's not something that we dig.
No, like, I don't know officially the last time he spoke, but the last time he spoke to a lot of media, like in a scrum, was the away series when he, you know, said he wanted to play every day, essentially, when he called out Rob Thompson, which is a while ago.
Like a month and a half ago, right? Yeah. Month ago or so?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Wow.
So, it's probably why he stopped talking.
It could be.
Yeah, right, exactly.
215-592-9494. Your chance to win concert tickets. We'll get to that coming up next. Phone calls and all this. Reminder, AMA today at 7. You ask, we answer. Get great questions in. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line for AMA at 7. More of what Kepler said, you'll hear that next. Also, a question about the Eagles. Something they've got to resolve before the start of the season. We'll get to that. Phone calls and all of it, including Rob Thompson's decision to not bring Duran into the game last night. What Topper said after the game, you'll hear that next on a busy day. It's also tennis day. Reminder, 11:30 today, FDR Park. We hope to see you there before the Phils game when Jack and I play tennis. Be there if you can. Great to be with you on 94 WIP.
You deserve the best, and the best pick-me-up is a tasty cake treat. Whether you need a quick snack for the kids or a tasty little moment for yourself, Tasty Cake has something for everyone. Tackle your errands after enjoying delicious crimpets with smooth icing and a perfect cake. And mouth-watering peanut butter candy cakes are just the right size for getting things done on the go. Find all your family's favorites in stores now. Nobody does it better than Tasty Cake, except no substitutes.
Well, good morning to you. Still standing. Even through this groin injury, the injection.
I was talking about Max Kepler, not you.
The physical therapy. I'm still freaking standing.
Are you ready for today?
I feel good.
Do you?
I feel great.
It's not too hot out or anything like that? It's
supposed to be about 80, good. 82,
feels like
83.
A perfect day for people to actually come watch.
I'm ready
for what
to
it's
rock,
worth.
Man.
Yeah.
I really
as far
am.
As it goes, since we're actually doing it today, yeah. People should come watch.
So people should come watch. Now, we have a really, I'll call it interesting dilemma. Because we have the rule set for tennis. I mean, it's pretty basic. You play a set. We're playing one set. Now, the one thing with this set we've determined is that we won't have a tiebreaker. So if we're at 6-6, it's not going to be a tiebreaker. It's going to be you got to win by two games in the set. You know, Wimbledon rules.
As they should be for so a real this could important go tennis
on.
Match.
Could go on and on. Remember forever. the one Wimbledon match?
Yeah,
was it 72-70?
Isner versus someone else? Is it like 13 hours or something?
Went over 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, the actual, yeah, it was like 3 days. It was like 13 hours of tennis
was,
or something like that.
It was just one set. I think it was 72-70.
It was unbelievable.
Set. Yeah. I mean, people talk about McEnroe and Borg when it was 18-16. This was 72-70.
So what if it goes this way?
I don't think he'll still be standing. Yeah. So,
So do you know what? Better now? You've had this span of time to sort of scope out the lay of the land
as to
whether Jack is capable as a tennis player.
So all I know is what he has said. Let's play
Did
something
you learn
that he's
more?
Let's yeah, a little bit, but it doesn't really change the equation much, but I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. Let's listen to something he said yesterday on the afternoon show about him and tennis. Good questions by Spike. Let's listen.
So Jack, I guess the question is, you had played tennis one time in the last decade or so.
Uh-huh.
You played with your friend Goose before we had the first cancellation.
Yeah.
Have you taken this extra week and gotten any more practice in?
I practiced one more time.
With a tennis pro?
No, with Goose.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Goose got back out there over the
weekend.
And
is Goose a tennis player?
No.
Okay.
But we did play a full set.
Okay.
At a pretty high level.
Okay. So given the fact that Goose is not a tennis player, you must have slaughtered him in tennis, right?
We went to extras. I beat him 8-6. beat him 8-6 because you got to win by two in tennis, which I had to learn about all the rules during it. So I didn't, you know,
15 love, 30 love.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we got caught up to speed.
If he's telling the truth, I feel really confident. If he's not, then who knows? Is he telling the truth?
I don't know. I do think that as this goes on and as I've talked to him and try to scope stuff out, I think he likes people not knowing how, if he can play or not.
Yeah. I'm sure.
I think that's part of his game.
Is he good, Devin?
I don't know. I think he could be...
Exactly! That's the point right there!
Like, he could be playing chess, not checkers, with everyone right now.
I keep coming back.
What if he's playing chess and checkers?
Could be playing both at the same time. Good point, James.
He said, it's like riding a
bike.
Yep,
John. 100%.
It's like riding a bike.
I heard him say that, but I have to counter that. It is not. Playing tennis is not like riding a bike. Trust me. Like, I disagree.
For me, it is like riding a bike. Having played as a kid and then not played much as an adult.
That's what we're saying is he's played before if you make a comment.
Right, but I think what Devin, you're saying is...
At least for me, like I played as a kid and I always think like, oh, I can just go out there and I'll be fine. And yeah, you can make contact, but you have to, like, it's about accuracy too. Like you have to get the ball in a specific... Last I heard, Jack didn't even know how to serve. So I don't know. He could be underselling us. He could be, you know, playing the long game here, but he's not boding well for today.
Well, the good news is we're going to know really early. I mean,
you'll
know in the first 2-3 points.
Like at worst, we'll know when he serves first.
Yeah.
Like at worst,
we may even know in the warm up.
Well, if he's serving the first game, we'll know immediately. Like you,
it's not
like,
even about the serve. It's just the whole thing.
But it's part of it.
Just part of it. How you hit the ball. How you return it.
Well, of course. But the point is, if he's like tossing it up and kind of pushing it across,
well, that
that's
would be
a
ridiculous.
Bad, especially for first serves. Yeah. Like if he knows he doesn't have a chance, that's a bad sign.
So we have a conundrum, totally independent of who's going to win. We have a conundrum. And I don't know the answer. It's why it's a conundrum. So we expect a crowd out there, hopefully a couple hundred, maybe even more, because the Phillies game is at 12:30. Our tennis match is at 11:30. By the way, we want to encourage you to park in the regular Phillies parking lot and just walk across the street to FDR Park. There is, about 40,000 more parking spots in the Phillies and the Link parking lot than FDR Park.
If you're going to the game, obviously. If you're just coming for tennis, you probably can't park
in the... Maybe not, James, because it depends. There's not a ton of parking in FDR Park. It depends how much you have.
So, like that
depends how many. Yeah. Depends how many people are coming.
You can usually park right along the road there. You know, that's where I park when I go to watch his tennis matches. But I don't know if they let you do that for games. There is a parking lot. You know, it's a 2-minute walk.
Yeah, so I guess my point is it just depends on how many people come.
Correct.
Which is an impossibility.
People do tailgate there. Well, they definitely tailgate there for Eagles games. I don't know if they tailgate a lot.
Right.
Although I've seen them when I've taken dog over.
Here's the conundrum. Whether we have 10 people there or 1,000 people there, in tennis, it's not normally embraced for people to talk and talk loud during the point.
Mm.
Now, we don't have, like, security like Wimbledon. We can't throw someone out of a public park. So we have a Twitter poll question of the day today brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. Armand's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Visit armandchevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armand Chevrolet. The poll question is, in the tennis match today of me and Jack, should the crowd be allowed to make noise during the point? And we don't mean, like, shuffling your feet noise. We mean, like, ah! Noise. So that's not tennis. It's similar to golf in that way. It's not as adherent as golf, but it's close. And like the question is, ball's in the air, guy's about to serve, guy screams out. Now what happens?
Guy is in, you or Jack, or just the crowd?
I mean the crowd. Like one of us throws the ball in the air, we're about to hit it to start the point.
Yeah.
And like the point is underway, the ball is in the air. Someone's like, you stink! Now, what happens?
I mean, what could happen if you don't have security? You can't really do much.
You can replay
it.
The point or not replay the point. I don't think we should be getting into replaying the point because I think that's too funky. And I don't think we should get into throwing people out. Look, I'm okay if we had just all-out talking the whole time.
You can't throw people out of a public park.
You can't.
I think just let people be loud if they want to be loud and...
Deal with it.
Yeah.
What about encouraging them not to, though? So there's like maybe there's peer pressure amongst the group.
Well, we could do. Don't they have big signs that say like quiet, or is that just for golf?
Yeah, but we don't have that. We're low tech.
Them.
Are you going to be the person?
We have time to print it out, Joe.
You encourage them not to.
Yep.
It will do the opposite.
It certainly meant
100%.
Encourage that. I mean, plant the seed that they should go the opposite way.
Let me be clear, John. I have no fear of it.
Okay.
Jack's the one to me that should be concerned.
Don't say anything one way or another. I think it's not going to bother you.
It's not going to bother me.
Then don't.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I wouldn't draw attention.
But it's not the ethos of the sport.
Okay, so I guess that's part of today that you're not going to be able to control. So
yeah, I'm just trying to find out from our audience.
If it bothers Jack,
it could be an advantage.
Good, that could be a huge advantage for you.
Well, someone help me out here. What do you think should sort of be the approach here? Do we make an announcement before and say, hey, look, we'd appreciate it if you don't say something, but if you do, the point counts.
If you actually think it would be problematic for Jack,
don't say anything.
Then say something. Then actually try to forbid the noise thing.
All right, so
play it up.
So let us know what you think the answer is of how that should be approached. 215-592-9494. One other Twitter poll question. Because this really came into focus, and I probably should have thought about it more during the summer. I hadn't. Because I just assumed it wouldn't be him. But then the Eagles came out with their first official depth chart. And it's got Cooper DeJean as the punt returner. And I don't like that. Even though he's probably the best on the team at it, I don't like it. He's too good defensively. We dealt with it year one. I don't need it year two. I don't need it year five. I don't need it year 10.
We'll see how long lasts.
Here's today's poll question. Should the Eagles use Cooper DeJean as their primary punt returner this season?
How many times could I vote no?
I don't know the rules. So, John, do you think they should use him? Do you think they will use him? And we have the word here, primary. We all understand if it's the end of the game, there's a minute left, you're down by 4 points, stick your best guy back there. No one's going to complain with that. I'm saying primary. John, should he be their primary punt returner?
This is tricky. I like that he can control when he catches it and, you know, the situation in which he will be actually returning it. You know, a lot of times he will just be waving for a fair catch. Mm-hmm. A lot of times he'll be able to see whether that that wall is you know shaping up the way it should, and he can get a nice return out of it. It does feel like he can protect himself a little bit, is my point. But I would prefer you get someone other than one of the keystones of the defense to be the punt returner.
I think it's a hard no. I know Deion did it a ton. I think it's a hard no.
Well, look, I'm okay if it's late in the game and trust his hands to be the guy back there returning it, or you know, like you want him to fair catch it, and he's got the best hands as a punt returner.
Yep.
Okay, put him in. I don't want him to be the every time.
I don't either.
It's a little bit too big a hit if he can't protect himself at some moment.
I mean, I'll tell you what, these preseason games don't have as much intrigue as they used to. But that's something to really look at for the next three preseason games. Who can do it? Because, look, I'm saying I don't want him to be the guy, but I can't
Avery
tell you I
Williams
know.
Williams guy that they're probably going to give a shot.
If he makes the team. We don't know that guy makes the team.
Then how about Jahan Dotson or
Will
Aeneas
Shipley,
Smith?
Theoretically, maybe.
I mean, Shipley and Dotson, you know, will be on the team.
I think Shipley will be a kick returner. I think A.J. Dillon could also be a kick returner, which is
A.J. Dillon, really?
Yeah. I love having running backs. Put running backs on kick
returns. Have we ever seen that? I don't think I've ever seen that, right? Like a huge bruiser on
Christian Okoye?
Right?
Bo Jenkinson and Tecmo Bowl.
It's never happened before.
Bo and Tecmo Bowl.
There you go.
Yeah, same.
I was that guy on kick return. I was the off returner on kick return for multiple years in the NFL.
Okay.
Like the returner.
The other guy.
The off returner. Yeah. I was the lead blocker on kickoff return back when there were wedges and all that
stuff.
That crazy
stuff. But you know why you were, John?
Because
you're
I was
John freaking Reach.
That's the reason.
Right. I thought you were going to say because he was expendable, but you know.
Wow. All right, 215-592-9494. Also, do you want Cooper DeJean to be the punt returner? Yes or no? Let us know. Also, when you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Linkin Park. It's a concert coming up, in about, 10 days, August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. You can also win the tickets here today. Here's Hal. She passed away a number of years ago. But if she was alive, we'd say, hey, Lucille Ball, happy birthday for being 114 years old.
Oh, man.
She was born in 1911. One of the funny gals of all time, one of the funny people of all time, and involved in one of the greatest scenes in television history. If you haven't seen it, it's an all-timer. She's eating the chocolates coming up on the conveyor belt. It's phenomenal.
I was about to say, what do you mean if you haven't seen it? But then I forget, like, things change. Like, anyone 40 or over has absolutely seen that scene before. Yeah. 100 million%.
Yeah.
But things change.
And you got to see the whole episode to know it. I mean, you got to understand the dynamic of that episode. But the bottom line is it's an all-timer. It's one of the great scenes ever. And so in honor of funny gal Lucille Ball, we ask you for the funniest scene ever involving a female character. Funny scene, female character. Now, there can be male characters in there also. Oftentimes there are. But funny. All right, John Ritchie. And best answer by the audience, whoever provides it wins the Linkin Park tickets. Whether it's a television show, whether it's a movie, I'm looking for a funny scene, female character. Ritchie, what are you thinking?
I think... this is tough. The scene is difficult to describe. I guess the scene will be when the Van Waldenbergs in Blades of Glory, Amy Poehler and Will Arnett, they're figure skaters, and they're skating against Will Ferrell's team, and they do. It's just such incredible physical humor. I feel like that is so much harder than dancing and everything else. They were actually skating.
Okay. Blades
for
of
this
Glory.
Movie.
I got
Blades
you.
Of Glory. Amy Poehler's job.
Do you know? Like, were they
job.
Actually skating? Do you
they
know
were.
That?
Yeah, they were truly
they were
skating.
They were doing Tom Cruise pulling their own stunts.
Yeah,
Devin, maybe. A scene involving impressive. A female character. Funny.
I'm going to go with one of my favorite all-female comedies, Bridesmaids, the airplane scene.
Ooh.
When Kristen Wiig's character starts crashing out on the plane.
All right, there's big answers out there. Seltzer, what do you
think? So mine is a different airplane scene from same part of the movie, but the funniest part of that scene is when she sits down next to Annie Mamulo on the plane and she turns to her and looks at her and goes, I had a dream we went down last night. You were in it. Oh my God, something's happening. It's like the hardest I've laughed in a movie, maybe ever, up there. It's so great.
Give us a great answer, 215-592-9494. A funny scene involving a female character. Ree, what are you thinking?
Imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along. You get thirsty. You spot a little brook and you put your deer lips down. Bam! Bullet takes off the top of your head.
So, tremendous for the presentation.
Marissa Tomei.
I didn't know where you were going there. I really didn't. All right, big answers abound. 80s movies, more recent movies, all sorts of comedies. A great scene involving a female character with some kind of funny situation. What do you got? 215-592-9494. Gary in Whitehall right now. Gary, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, morning team?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Joe. Beat that ass.
Wow. BTA.
You got it, buddy. That's what I intend to do. Certainly what I set out to do. We'll find out if it happens, but that's my hope.
Good luck.
Thank you, buddy.
This 1 week audition with Rob Thompson is ridiculous. You're going to give this guy a 1 week audition of to prove himself. What happened to the other 100 games we played this year?
Well, yeah, he's been horrible. There's no question about it.
Exactly. I mean, it, you go make a trade to bring somebody in here to try to improve the outfield, improve the bat, and the guy sits on the bench. I just don't understand the thought process behind this. Oh, I promised him. Okay, so what's next? You're going to promise Jordan Romano a save or two?
Well, you know what he probably promised? He probably promised Castellanos he wasn't going to take him out for defensive replacement again.
I wouldn't doubt that one.
He may not have actually promised it, but he essentially set it in motion.
Right. But what do you think of the professional attitude of one Taiwan Walker? I mean, especially his last three outings.
You know what, Gary? Let me tell you something. Taiwan deserves a lot of credit. He's had a very solid season. Hasn't been exceptional for his past here. It's been exceptional, but it's not exceptional in baseball terms. But he's been pretty solid. He deserves credit. He's competing now for a playoff roster spot, which he has a shot to get. I'm stunned, and I give him credit because he was one of the most criticized athletes in Philadelphia in the last 2 years. And he has come through, and he has contributed this year. And he's gone back and forth between the starting rotation and the bullpen. He deserves a lot of credit.
Right, and he hasn't complained about it one bit.
No. No, he hasn't.
Very, very professional.
Gary, give me a funny scene involving a female character.
When Harry met Sally with Meg Ryan, I'll have what she's having.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good answer.
That's a huge good one. Answer.
Potential winner right off the jump right there.
Yeah,
huge answer.
And that was a Super Bowl commercial, a couple of years ago?
Yeah. It was fun to bring them back. It might have even been
this year. It was this year.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was a mayonnaise commercial,
We didn't pay attention to commercials that much. I don't know why.
When the Eagles play, it is the commercials
don't
are
even
just...
count.
It just
don't
so doesn't
count.
Matter. All right, so you know who almost played last night was Durant. But then the Phillies tacked on another, and he did not get into the game. Let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game. Topper after the game. Durant had warmed up, not inserted in. Here's what Rob Thompson said.
Once Durant's warmed up, was there a thought of just bringing him in?
No. No. We had 12:35 game to go. So, with the four-run lead and the three-batter rule, I'd probably go right to him because if you don't use him, somebody gets on, you got to get him on. But with five run lead, no.
Did you hear the
boos
when he didn't come?
I did. They were booing.
Sorry. All right, so the boos are going to happen. Look, it's the correct decision. 4-0 is different than 5-0. You don't bring in a closer. I mean, you don't bring
in a
star closer.
Absolutely not.
If it's game 7 in the World Series, you do, but it's not game 7 in the World Series. There's
Brandon Marsh's fault. Yeah, right.
Even at 4-0, I'm not in the stadium, so I don't care about seeing the intro in the same way. I was like, just. Why? Like, save him for spots where you absolutely need him.
Yeah, I it's a little surprising. 4-0, he was up. But he was up, and then, they scored that fifth run, and you certainly shut him down. You hope to see him today. And you hope to get a great outing and pass that ball to him and get a sweep, which would be pretty cool. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, phone calls on everything we're discussing, including, do you think Dave Dombrowski deserves even more credit than you were willing to give him last week? Because he got a lot of credit for the move in the bullpen, but a lot of frustration for what happened with the outfield at the trade deadline. So are you ready to say, great job, Dave Dombrowski? Also, Schwarber. Ryan Howard, with some big praise of Kyle Schwarber, rightfully so, recently on Alumni Weekend, what Schwarber said as the response. You'll hear that next. Phone calls on all of these topics. And who do you want to see win tennis today, me or Jack? Tell us why. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
If you have been blasting your AC nonstop since June, you need to listen to this. Your old windows, they just might be costing you a fortune in energy bills. And I've got a solution for you.
You need to call Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, just like I did for the windows in my house. They replaced those drafty old builder-grade windows with custom-built, high-quality windows that keep your home comfortable. They even measured 3 times to guarantee a perfect fit, sealing out that summer heat for good.
And this is the part I love. The Window Nation crews are so experienced. You can get the entire job done in a day or less with minimal disruption to your life. Plus, you're protected for the long haul with their lifetime warranty.
And right now, the deal is incredible. Get 50% off all window styles and put zero down, make zero payments, and pay zero interest for 2 full years. Pay nothing until 2027. That's unbelievable. Visit windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.